T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Friday lunch hour brought to you by, of course, Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses. Ask for Black Bear only at ShopRite. I will be at the ShopRite in Ramsey later on today.
You can do an autograph signing out there.
No, don't.
People will
get,
show up.
I do get recognized all the time.
I'm sure you
the
do.
The only place I get recognized more than the ShopRite in Ramsey is Citi Field yesterday.
Of course.
No, I'm telling you, I'm walking. As I'm walking to go to get my credentials, it must have been 5 or 6 people hanging out there coming up to me. You know, it just happens. And even when I went to talk to you, that guy behind us, all of a sudden, he was funny. And then I apologize that he was bothering you the rest of the day.
No, he wasn't bothering me. He was very excited. He was an excitable guy. And by the way, that was the most action in the game because it was a very limited action Met game.
Oh, it was terrible.
The offense did nothing. They struck out a million times. They really only had the 2 rallies.
That was it. And the one with J.D. Davis snuffed out. And I didn't have a problem with him doing what he did with Dominic Smith because it got Strasburg out of the game. And I actually agreed with Mickey Callaway on this one for once. Maybe you do disagree. I don't know. But actually, that's the matchup you want, J.D. Davis against the lefty.
Well, yes. You are preferring J.D. Davis versus Matt Grace as compared to Dom Smith versus Matt Grace.
Well, a bit Dom Smith. All right. But really, he did get Strasburg out of the game.
This is where I differ. I believe that Steven Strasburg was coming out of that game no matter what.
No matter what.
And what I would have done, remember, he just gave up the back-to-back hits to Jeff McNeil and Ahmed Rosario.
Yeah, yeah.
His pitch count is over 100. His bullpen was warming up. What I would have done, and I'm not even ripping him because this isn't a big deal. I'm just saying what I would have done at the time. Is I would have sent Juan Lagares up there. I'd have said, go ahead. I dare you. Because to me, there's no way Strasburg's staying in that game. I would have dared Dave Martinez to keep Steven Strasburg in. And you know
what? So you would have sent Lagares up instead of Dom?
I would have because I don't think it would have come to that.
Okay.
Because I think Martinez would have eventually come out and said, now, here's the question. I don't know who was warming up with Grace. It may have been Justin Miller who came in an inning later. So he may have opted to go to the righty. And if he did that, checkmate. Because if he does that, now you got Dom Smith versus Justin Miller as opposed to Matt Grace versus J.D. Davis, and you're not wasting Dom Smith. So I would have called out Martinez's bluff because after giving up back-to-back hits in the 7th inning, and I think there had already been a managerial visit or a coaching visit, I'm not positive, I would have said, I dare you. Yeah. I dare you to keep
Strasburg
in. And
they're down to 5 now. They went from 6 to 5 to the mound, right? Now?
Yeah, trying to cut it down. And so instead, once he sends up Dom Smith, you know what's going to happen. You know that you're wasting Dom Smith. I'm not disagreeing that J.D. Davis is a better matchup, but what I am saying is you have decided at that moment that you are completely wasting Dom Smith. I got another creative idea. What if you sent up Luis Guillorme? What are they doing?
Mm.
Are they keeping Strasburg in the game or are they going to the lefty? Because if they go to the lefty, bing, boom, boom, I got J.D. Davis.
I never waste Dom Smith. Right.
I just didn't love wasting Dom Smith.
That's what it came down to. Yeah, no, all right.
I don't like throwing one of my better bats away from
nothing.
Again,
I didn't have a great problem with it, and at least Mickey explained it, and I bought the explanation, and I didn't really agree with it.
I bought the explanation. He gave a fine answer. Not even ripping him, just throwing out there other options that could have been more useful. But here's the bottom line. J.D. Davis struck out.
He did. He definitely did.
And that was it. The Mets had 2 opportunities in this game.
That was the last shot. Yes, 2 opportunities.
In the 5th, they had a good chance after Rosario hit that scorcher to Rendon. He couldn't field. They had 2-1-1 out, and Juan Lagares and Noah Syndergaard both struck out. I would not have taken Syndergaard out. It was a thought briefly. You could have pulled him after 5, saying, hey, this is a rare opportunity. Go for the jugular. And the truth is, Noah Syndergaard comes out and promptly gives up a home run
to Robles.
The 6th inning.
Yeah, who's killed the Mets so far, by the way, Robles.
He's a good-looking young player.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think a part of the problem of pinch hitting for Syndergaard early is that, and we saw this yesterday, this is a bullpen that needs to be better.
It has
not been
great.
Because Seth Lugo again struggled in the 9th inning.
Yes, he did.
Now, Justin Wilson did a fine job. Good job by him. Jairus Familia did a fine job.
Yep.
But if you take out Noah in inning earlier, You're now needing three more outs from a bullpen. That's not very deep once you get past Edwin Diaz and
specifically Gazelman and Lugo have not gotten the job done to this
correct.
Point.
Yes, they need to be better.
And I still maintain, and you and I kind of went back and forth on this yesterday, I really think they got to get a third catcher up here and take their chances that a McNeil, could play shortstop if they had to have him there with the situation with Rosario. Because, again, in a day they didn't hit, Wilson Ramos got two hits again yesterday. And I got to keep this guy healthy and fresh for the entire season.
No question. You really benefit when you don't play Ramos to have three catchers for the reason that you gave. That you can use him as a pinch hitter and not force him to have to come into the game and catch. On days where Wilson Ramos plays, Tomas Nito is basically irrelevant.
Because
the only time Ramos is coming out of the game is if he gets pinch run for.
Yep.
We're obviously not going to pinch hit for him.
Yep.
But they were lifeless. They were lifeless.
And I'm not surprised. I mean, I do buy that getting in like they did the night before and all did not help them. I mean, let's be honest. Strasburg was great. I'm not knocking that. But that didn't help them.
I think shadows hurt you too, right? The shadows the Yankees were in the other day, it hurts them too. I think not getting sleep hurts you too. But it's just you don't want to hear excuses.
Yeah. No, I give
Mickey Callaway credit because I mentioned this earlier. He was teed up to make the excuse.
He did not use an excuse.
And he swatted it away.
Right.
And I think what makes any Met fan more okay with what happened yesterday is that they're 5-2.
Yeah.
So they're still off to a very good start.
I'll tell you one thing, though, and Joel Sherman wrote the article today, and I've mentioned this over the years with the Mets. You know, they just don't hit at Citi Field like they hit on a road. And that's, and I understand yesterday, I'm going to throw yesterday out because of what I said. And, and they're 5-2 and the whole thing with getting in late and all of that, I'll give them a pass for that. But they got to start hitting at Citi Field because they have not done that over the years. Not like they should outside of the year they won the pennant.
I don't remember if I brought this up to you. I think I brought it up to my dad and it was brought to my attention by Ernie.
By the way, it's good seeing your father yesterday.
Yes.
Joel looks good. He looks good.
And he's at his 37th straight opening
day. God bless him.
He's on a great streak.
No, he said 75. It's more than that.
Oh, yeah.
44.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Come on.
Ernie brought this to my attention. See, Ernie, when you deserve it, you get the credit. And that is this story, which may mean nothing. May mean nothing, but it relates to something you just said, so I'm bringing it up. And that's the fact. And where did you read this, Ernie, by the way?
I don't know what you're about to reference, so.
The exit velo, Citi Field.
Oh, yeah. Wall Street Journal?
Wall Street Journal.
What is this now?
That the average.
I didn't know the Wall Street Journal was a bastion of sports information.
They are, believe it or not.
Really?
They actually are.
Okay.
That the average exit velocity at Citi Field is considerably lower than any other stadium in baseball for both sides.
Really?
Yes. Now, you could hear that and say,
who,
I don't. They don't know. They don't know the answer. I'm just giving you the facts because you made a comment right on about, hey, Mets don't score runs at Citi Field. I am telling you that for whatever reason, according to the Wall Street Journal, for both
teams.
Low
exit velo.
The exit velo is what, like considerably, not by a little bit, considerably lower at Citi Field than every stadium in baseball.
Is it the wind factor? I mean, what is it? I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe the Met pitching combined with the Met offense, like the Met pitching is good,
right,
and their
right.
offense is not good, and that leads to bad exit velos all the way around.
All right. I don't know.
I don't know the answer.
That's weird.
But as bad as the Mets hit at Citi Field, they also can pitch at Citi Field.
No, they
rather
do.
Well.
No, they pitch well. Look, Noah pitched well yesterday. I mean, I understand, he gave up two runs. He gave up the home run to Robles. I understand he only got one hit. And, the wild pitch and the walks hurt him, obviously. But, I mean, he pitched good enough for them to win the game.
He did. I mean, this is about.
Is he Jake? He's not Jake.
No,
but he pitched good enough to win the game.
Look, here's all you need to know about winning games and losing games. James Paxton won. Noah Syndergaard lost.
Yes.
Now, if you watched baseball yesterday, who was better?
Right. No, you're
That's
right.
Sonny Gray. Remember him?
Yes. He's with the Reds now.
Yeah. Last year, he won more games than Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
that's reality.
No, that's all. Yeah, right.
The knock on Noah. And the reason I'm knocking him for this is a compliment. Noah Syndergaard is a guy that we envision as being a Cy Young Award winner.
Yes.
Right? Is that a fair statement?
And maybe, hopefully, he will be.
And maybe he will be. He came up with that kind of hype. He performed on that level specifically in 2016 with that kind of hype.
Yep.
Even in 2015 in the World Series against Kansas City. And so I think going into 2017 specifically, and Terry Collins even said it at the Mike Francesa farewell event, this guy's going to win a Cy Young. And we haven't seen that.
Not yet.
So I think we hold him to a very high standard. So when I watch him yesterday, and you're right, the final line is fine. Six innings, what, one hit, two runs?
Yep.
I don't know. When he walks the first two guys to start the second inning, when he bounces a wild pitch, when he has deep counts, and I think it's a compliment. I'm holding him to a very high standard. It doesn't feel like he's the guy we expect.
Somebody said it to us yesterday. I don't know if it was on the air or not, and I forget who said it to us, that when you look at Jake DeGrom, when you look at DeGrom as opposed to Syndergaard, Jake DeGrom is about one thing and one thing only, and that's pitching, pitching, pitching. Being the best pitcher in baseball, being totally focused every time out to go out there and be just that. Whereas Noah Syndergaard, yeah, he's focused on pitching. He wants to be a great pitcher, but he also is also focused on being Thor, if you will. Well, and that's the difference in the two guys. And I think that's fair. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that that's the case.
I think that Jacob DeGrom is special. And it's going to be unfortunate that Noah Syndergaard may always be compared to Jacob DeGrom.
Right, right.
I haven't been given enough reason to believe that Syndergaard isn't focused.
Well, I don't
on
say
pitching
he's not totally focused,
baseball.
But I do think that there's more. The person who said this to us, and I don't know, was it on the air that they said it? You were there. I don't know.
I don't remember, actually.
You don't remember them saying that to us?
No, I remember. I don't remember it was on the air.
Right. But I get it. I mean, I see where Jake is just, it's all about baseball and nothing else. It seems like Syndergaard has other things besides just baseball.
Just for what I'm talking about, I don't think that's it. I think it's merely a guy, and we've seen this, who's got incredible talent, who's been good. He's been good.
Even last year when he wasn't phenomenal, he was good.
Right, and I guess when I watch him pitch, I hold him to this standard of what I saw in 16, what I thought he was going to be, and he hasn't hit it. Even in a game like yesterday, just he's not throwing the baseball with the same precise command that he's had in the past.
Right. No, yeah.
There were times where Noah Syndergaard wouldn't fall behind hitters, wouldn't walk guys.
Yeah.
He only walked two guys. He didn't walk anybody in his last start, but his command wasn't good. Yeah. I don't care what the walks
are.
His command wasn't good.
I saw a stat yesterday. I believe it's the first time since his rookie year he's given up home runs in consecutive games.
Right. Okay.
I think so.
So what I'm saying is a compliment. I guess I'm just expecting it all to come together. It just hasn't happened yet. But, yeah, six innings, two runs, one hit. That's good enough to win.
He's not quite Drysdale to Sandy yet, like, you know, with DeGrom being Sandy, or not quite, you know, Kuzman to Tom Seaver yet, with obviously DeGrom being Seaver.
Right.
But he has a chance to be that.
No question. And he's still young.
Yes, definitely.
And
definitely
he's still
young.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.